Welcome to Shomar Shova and Adav, Shiur Sponsor, Lo Yinish V'Hasam, Yaakov Shom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Yud. The Mishnah, in the middle of Amud Beis, speaks about Aseres Ashrotim and brings the opinion of Rebbe Akiva, that Aseres Ashrotim Einom Asidim Lachzor. And the Gemara explains more, what does it mean, Asidim Lachzor? Aseres Ashrotim Ein Lehem Chelek Lo'ilam Abo. So Rashi here brings two explanations. Explanation number one is, we're talking about, as we spoke the whole perek, Ein lehem chelek l'olam haba, that means that Aseres Ashrotim don't have a chelek l'olam haba. But then Rashi brings another explanation, that olam haba here doesn't mean olam haba. It means Yemoyis HaMashiach. The Mashiach will not bring them back to Eretz Israel. Now the Be'ashev already asked in the second shot that doesn't work with the entire perek. And in the entire perek, we're very clear when we speak about Yemoyis HaMashiach and we speak about olam haba. So why here when we speak about Olam Haba, he's referring to Yemoyis HaMashiach. And he goes on to ask another question about that. Now the Ritva's in Shuvah, Chelek Ches Simen Pehe, brings a question. He says, according to this, if it says Shvatim, we're not coming back. So that means that Lo'aseh Lavo, there will be only two Shvatim. How can we say such a thing? We know, he doesn't say these words, but we know that Gemir Kal Yashivto, there will never be an end to a Shevet in Klal Yisrael. And in Cheskel Novi, it says clearly they can divide Eretz Yisrael to all the Shvatim. So what does it mean that you don't have a says the Shvatim Lo'aseh Lavo? So the Ritva's learns that it depends on the two Pirushim in Rashi. How do we understand it? According to the first Pshat of Rashi, they were talking about Olam Haba, just generally, did they come back to Olam Haba or not? So then according to Rebbe Akiva, they don't come back to Olam Haba. It only refers to the generation that went to Golos. The first generation of Aseres Ashrotim that did all the Averis, they're not coming back L'Olam Haba. But the children are coming back L'Olam Haba. Meaning they will not have Tchias HaMeisi. They're not coming back to life, that generation. But the future generations are coming back. And L'Maisa said, this is Namash Divrei HaRan. The Ran over here in the Sugya says that exactly. It's only the first generation that don't come back. The rest do come back. Kedudu Zedvaz that says that according to the second Shara Rashi, that the Mashiach will not allow them to come back. So that Mashiach, even the children of Aseres Ashrotim are not coming back. Because we're not talking about if Tchias HaMeisim when they come back to life. Mashiach is not bringing back Aseres Ashrotim. And that's talking about the future generations. When Mashiach comes, he's not bringing back that much later generation. So he says, according to that, you have to say that the Aseres Ashrotim, when they went to Golos, they would treat them as Goyim Gemurim. They're a complete Goyim, and therefore, the kids are not considered to be Jews at all. So says the Ritva, according to that, where will be the Aseres Ashrotim Lo'aseh Lavo? So Ritva says that even when Aseres Ashrotim went to Golos, there were some of Aseres Ashrotim that stayed in Yerushalayim, and they were there in the area of Yehud and Binyamin. There were some people from Aseres Ashrotim. So we know those Anshei Maimed that stood in the Karbonis representing all the Ashrotim. They did not go to Golos with Aseres Ashrotim. You can add to this what Rashi says. The Yirmiyah brought back some of Aseres Ashrotim. They didn't bring everybody back, but some did come back. So from them, even though there were only a few, they will grow a lot, and from there will be the source of Aseres Ashrotim. And this is what the Maharal also writes in Etzach Yisrael, Perek Lamed Dalet. He says, it seems a little bit different than Rashi, because he says the Yirmiyah brought back the majority of Aseres Ashrotim. He says, when it says over here that Aseres Ashrotim are not coming back, we're talking only the ones that Sancheiriv took to Golos and stayed in Golos and their children. But the ones that came back or the ones that did not go to Golos, on them it does not say they don't have Chelek L'Olam Haba, they for sure will be here L'Olam Haba. So it comes out that this Ritva's, the two Mahalchim of the Ritva's, what's brought down the Ran and the Maharal, and they said that for sure there will be L'Olam Lavoi, that all the Shvatim of Am Yisrael, there will be none missing. The only question is, the ones that went to Golos, the time of Sancheiriv, do they belong to this Geulo? Do not belong to that Geulo? That's the Machlokes over here in the Mishnah. That's the Machlokes over here in the Gemara. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shove email list to what's go, please email shomarshove@gmail.com.